Blog Talk Radio.
Nicodemus came to Jesus by night in order to speak with Jesus concerning gravely important spiritual matters. We know that Nicodemus was a Pharisee, and Nicodemus makes this extraordinary confession at the beginning of John chapter 3 about their corporate knowledge of who Jesus is. Nicodemus uses the term oidomen. Nicodemus says to Jesus, or said to Jesus, "We know oidomen," that is, we have absolute awareness that you are a teacher who has come from God. Nicodemus did not use gnosko, which means experiential knowledge or awareness or knowledge gained through experience. No, he used oidomen. We know for certain who you are. Nicodemus confesses that both he and the Pharisees of the Sanhedrin Council know that he is Yeshua HaMashiach. He is Jesus, the anticipated Messiah. There is this awareness on the part of Nicodemus, and then there is this profound lack of spiritual perception as well. And so, during this nighttime meeting, Jesus teaches Nicodemus some very important truths about the Old Testament. And please be aware that the Old Testament period, as we know it, was still going on during the time of Jesus. The Old Testament period ended, and Jesus shouted, "It is finished," from Calvary. When Jesus shouted, "Tetelestai," the Old Testament covenant ended, and the New Testament covenant began. The veil of the temple rent in two. Thus, God has provided a new and living way, a new and living access to himself through the person of the living Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 1, we read, "Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, 'Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs God were not with him.' In reply, Jesus declared, 'I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.' Now, most certainly, Nicodemus had read Jeremiah 31, and Jesus is going to educate this man on a profound reality of the Old Testament. Here is Nicodemus' question to Jesus: "How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Surely, he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. Verse 5, Jesus states, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit, or even the Spirit, the connective K-A-I. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to Spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again, or it is necessary in the nature of the case that one is born again, or born anew, anothen in the Greek, or born anew. The wind blows where it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone. Nicodemus is amazed at this cogent answer given by Jesus. He states in verse 9, how can this be? Nicodemus asks. Jesus has already explained to him. See, Nicodemus has some awareness, but in order to understand the things of God, one must be filled with the Spirit of God. It is the Spirit of God who opens the Spirit, the Spirit written documents of the Word of God. These are spiritual documents written by the Holy Spirit, who used men, and these documents were composed over, we think, over a 1,500-year period, written by men, most of whom never knew one another. And yet there is a unity of their message. There is a very powerful unity. And so this is because of the Spirit of God. These are Spirit-inspired or Spirit-inbreathed writings, and so therefore it is the Spirit of God who opens our understanding so that we can absorb divine or supernatural phenomena, which the Word of God is. And so notice what Jesus says in verse 10, to this teacher, this academic, this lawyer, this one who should know what Jesus is speaking about. Verse 10, you are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and you do not understand these things? See, Jesus knew that Nicodemus should understand Jeremiah 31:31, when God speaks about removing the heart of stone and putting into his people a new heart. A new heart. This is what God gives us at the point of salvation. One does not feel it take place. One does not feel salvation occur. But one knows saved by the results. We see the work of the Spirit by the results. And so let us go on, look at verse 11. I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. Jesus says in verse 11, he uses the word truth. So we speak of what we know. We testify of what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our, notice, our witness, our legal witness. you do not accept our sworn testimony about this very wonderful spiritual reality. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. And the case for this is made in chapter 2. And throughout John's Gospel, we will see that people would not believe the evidence before their very eyes. Jesus says in verse 12, I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. That is God's ideal man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake, the bronze snake, in the desert, to those who had been bitten, all they would have to do would be look to the snake. Just as Moses lifted up in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, or it is necessary in the nature of the case. This is from Numbers 21, verses 8 and 9. So, verse 15, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. So therefore, Jesus teaches Nicodemus the divine imperative, the saving activity of Yahweh. And John 3:16, we have a summary of this very wonderful conversation or preaching event that was held at night for Nicodemus by Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life, to save the world to him. Whosoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. So, Jesus proclaimed that gospel message, that is the good news, to this Pharisee. He has explained to him what it means to be born, what it means to be born by the Spirit of God. Now, as I said earlier, one does not feel the new birth take place, but one knows when the new birth takes place because of the spiritual evidence, because the heart is made new by the power of God. If you want a brand new life tonight, this morning, wherever you are, give your life to God. Please read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and ask God to come into your life. Confess your sins to him. Tell God that you want a brand new life. It can only be the blood of the Son. Good evening and good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.